How are you doing today?
Top of the morning, Duke. I'm doing fabulous today. Thank you very much.
Well, appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. Your first session, a historic session with everything that was going on leading up to and during, but your first one's in the books.
Yes, it is, and I'm very excited about some of the things we're able to accomplish, Duke, but I'm also very disappointed in our lack of action on our education funding. There are some high points and some definite low points to this session, too.
Well, let's start with the education funding. I understand everything came to a close last night without the House and Senate able to come to an agreement there.
Yes, there were some categorical differences between the House and the Senate, and so nothing happened. So it'll all stay the same as it has been. The can has been kicked down the road again, and the school districts are the winners of the legislature's inability to make a decision because they'll continue to receive full funding, plus an extra $303 million in federal American Rescue Plan Act. Now, those funds are already coming into the state, so those will go to our schools, and they'll have more money than they've ever had before. Each school district will have an extra $8 to $20 million. So in addition to that, the schools will continue to collect the money from the state for health insurance and salaries for ghost employees that don't even exist, and will continue to have a long-term structural problem of $300 million a year that's going unsolved at this point. So I'm very disappointed in that, Duke, that we were not able to come to a resolution between the chambers.
Now, Representative, understand there's likely going to be a special session later this summer to discuss the federal funding that you talked about with the COVID relief package. Any chance that education funding is brought back up during that time, or is that something that has to be done next year?
No, there's a very good chance that will be brought up, but it's going to be specific towards that American Rescue Plan Act. So there's that $303 million that's coming from the federal government directed towards schools. There's also $147 million that's coming for counties and municipalities. And as a legislature, we need to decide what kind of strings are attached to that those federal funds and how that will be allocated to the different departments and where it will go. But in addition, there's a lot of money for the state, and we just have to figure out what those strings are before we accept the money and decide how we'll spend that money.
Speaking again with Representative...
That'll be mid-July when we have that special session, Duke.
Sorry. Okay. Representative Scott Heiner joining us this morning with a summary of the legislative session. Representative, actually had a listener text in this question, said, ask for the veterans, wondering if we could talk about the tax exemption, if that was taken away this year. Any information on a tax exemption for veterans at all?
So the tax exemption, it went back and forth. It was taken away at first, and then it was put back into the budget bill. And as it was amended, there's a little bit left there for veterans, but not near what it was before. So they did get a little bit of a haircut in the current budget. So the current state budget, we did cut $430 million off the state budget. And you're seeing a lot of indication that came with losing 324 positions, but the key here is that is positions, not employees. Most of those positions were vacant, and so even though we were able to cut that much money, I do not know of anyone that's being sent home involuntarily. So that's the fact that the government had in our state departments. They were able to cut 15% without laying anyone off. So the various department heads came to the table, worked with us as team players, and helped us deal with the state budget deficit. So we're actually in a very good spot right now with the state budget. We're in the black again, but it's the education budget is the overhanging problem with a structural deficit of $300 million per year, which is going to continue to increase.
Representative, along with K-12 education, some things that didn't pass this year that are likely going to come up next year, Medicaid expansion, marijuana, I-80 tolls, gas tax increases, all those didn't pass, but we'll see continued discussion.
Those will come back, Duke. I can guarantee you that those will come back. The Medicaid expansion passed the House on a 32-28 vote. It went over to the Senate and was killed over in the Senate. But the federal government is putting a lot of carrots out there to get us to expand our Medicare. Now those that are at poverty level or below are already covered with Medicaid. So they're already covered. This is a wedge between 100% of poverty and 138% of poverty, which these are people that are working but cannot afford medical coverage. And that's the expansion that we're looking at. It comes with costs. But the federal government will pay 90% of the cost for 2 years, but then there's a fiscal cliff after that, and the state will have to pick up the cost after those 2 years, the bulk of the cost. So that's the discussion we're having. You know, it's a good thing for those that are working and able-bodied but cannot afford medical coverage, but it also comes at a cost to the state. So that will be coming back, as well as marijuana. There were two bills, one for recreational use and one for just medical use of marijuana. That had a lot of support in the committees. So I'm sure that will come back again as well.
Well, Representative, appreciate the update and your time this morning. Appreciate your updates throughout the session, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
It's always a pleasure, Duke, and I appreciate the opportunity of being a representative. It's an honor for me, and I do not take it lightly. Thank you very much.
That's Representative Scott Heiner joining us live this morning as the legislative session wrapped up yesterday. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.